Oh, that was good. Okay.
So
introduce, start it.
Hi, I'm Batty. This is Eli.
Underscore double tap.
And Mr. Bonut Bopperator.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. So, shit. Ranch water, huh?
Yeah, I know. Shout out to our sponsors.
Quick word. Air quotes on sponsor.
A message from our sponsors. What do you think when you move to Texas? Ranches. And what do humans need to sustain life? Water. Okay, moving on.
Please don't block us.
Ranch water's on their Instagram right now. Like, block Batty, block Eli, block Donut.
We are not allowed.
I mean, they've already blocked. They've already blocked me, guys. I don't know what you mean. Like, I'm already.
a picture of our faces up. Don't sell.
Do not sell.
Don't tell them ranch.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, these people hate us.
They're just the worst.
So, speaking of alcohol, we talked about, I think it was the last.
We're alcoholics.
Yay! We did the boot campaign. Batty raised like 40 grand. And the boot campaign just sent me a package while we were sitting here, and they sent me some whiskey.
Texas
blended whiskey. TX whiskey.
But that was super nice of them.
Yeah, Firestone and Robertson Distilling Company.
That's crazy. So you raised all this. They sent you whiskey.
Yeah, they sent me whiskey, and I only raised $3,000 as opposed to your $40,000. That's so crazy.
That's what a big.
I really hope I have a package when I get home.
You guys want to try the boot camp?
Oh yeah, we're gonna try this right now. Right. Ready?
No, guys, cheers. It's fine. We don't need to. Shots. What time is it? 12:40. This is perfect. Okay. It's afternoon on a Saturday.
It's Saturday. The fights are tonight. McGregor's fighting. What's the other guy's name?
It's not important. Woo!
I was expecting.
That was good.
I don't know why I was thinking it was the peanut butter one.
Oh, Screwball?
I thought it was Screwball, so I was like, oh, it's going to have that peanut butter. Nope, that's whiskey.
That's just.
I love whiskey, yeah. But that is my taste buds were not ready for that palate.
Screwball's really good.
Dude, it's dangerous.
Yeah, we made a Reese's Cup shot one time. We put chocolate liqueur and peanut and the peanut butter whiskey together. Yeah, and it tastes like a Reese's Cup.
Ooh, as a fat kid.
Yeah, it's dangerous, though.
You're not fat. You're looking good.
You're looking really good.
That's crazy, because not 10 minutes before we started this, you were calling me fat again.
No, I said you're in this group of guys, you're the funny one.
Sure.
I hate it.
No one's going to walk up and be like, oh, Matt, oh, Donut, Eli.
You're funny.
Yeah. It's the guy with the large shadow.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
You too, Cody.
I didn't say anything. No. I think that you're a gorgeous human being. Is this the bromance people were talking
about? You're lying through your teeth.
Hold on.
I got to bring this up. I'm getting yelled at from the producer, Gallagher. I don't think he's a producer.
Is he the producer?
I mean, he's the producer now.
This is as close as it gets. This is where it's going to sit.
So can you just be shorter?
Yeah.
Can you pull that up on the screen, Gallagher?
All right, on our TV.
Kermit on Twitter at the Froggy Night commented and said, how do I convince my lazy friends to do things like this? Talking about our podcast. There's just so much bromance and raw sexual energy in your work. So.
Talent.
Talent.
That's what
raw
I love.
Talent.
Dude. Not talent. Sexual energy. That's what I always loved to be described as. It's that.
Huge, throbbing sexual energy. Yeah.
Just exploding out.
So yeah, if you actually listen to this, all of the podcasts and stuff, like leave a review somewhere because we can read those and it's fun.
We'll read them for you.
Also, a big shout out to everyone that started reading or writing fan fiction fantastic work. I think we can actually. You want me to read it?
I'm not gonna read it.
I'll read it.
I'll pop a chub and that'll be weird. God damn it!
Eli leans over, or wait.
Start at the beginning. Wait, maybe we shouldn't have the Young Bravo really read. Weird. Do you want me to read? Can you read?
It's worded kind of different, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll just start here. Eli's hand softly but firmly closes over Donut's. Now see? You want to make sure to grip it firm, but not too hard. Let it warm in your palm before you cock it like so. Eli reaches his other hand, arm seeming to wrap around Donut as now he holds him. Pressed hard against his chest. He leans in a bit on the side.
Is he just going to shoot a pistol? Is this a range stream?
Looking up at Donut to see if he's watching. And Donut is watching him ever so intently. Batty walks in, stopping as his eyes grow big at the scene. What the fuck are you doing, Eli? He grabs Eli and pulls him towards him, glaring at Donut. I warned you about trying to steal my man, didn't I? Scene. So we need more in-depth ones.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Earlier, those guys get raw.
I don't want those text messages anymore. I do not want those text messages anymore.
Man, I was enjoying myself last night, just watching a movie. Looked at my phone and was like, "Well, I'm gay now."
Yeah, 100%. That's how I was just getting texts like, "And Princess Peach grabs Sonic's hedgehog dick," and I was like, "Oh yeah, I talked about that. I forgot of this."
Yep. Remember, we skipped PG-13 right to the...
Oh, instantly, just like...
Yeah. Like, cock!
Family-friendly
pop. Oh, man.
Family-friendly fan fiction.
Oh, God.
Family-friendly fan... Is that...
You know what is family-friendly?
No.
Pokemon. Your deep addiction right now to it. Okay,
so...
I bought a couple of booster boxes.
How many cards are in a booster box?
It depends.
Does it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are different types.
36 booster packs in a box.
In a regular booster box. Then you have your elite trainer boxes with 8 to 10. And then you have your older tins, which usually have 3 to 5, usually 4 nowadays. And then you have your packages, which I don't remember, your blisters, which are 3 to 4 or 6 if you get one of the good ones. But, like, let's not, you know, dive into the specifics.
Yeah, because, Batty, how many packs do you have to crack?
So, let's start at the beginning. I love Pokemon. I have always loved Pokemon. I have the Team Rocket R tattooed on my arm. So, like, you know, when Yeah, straight up. Team Rocket R in there.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah. When I was a wee lad, I had a huge Pokemon collection, like an absurd amount of cards. And most of those got thrown away because I moved so much when I was a poor child, like we talk about all of us being very poor childs. And most of them got thrown away, and I didn't want to start buying cards again because I was mad most of them got thrown away, and I know I have the type of personality when I get into something, I tend to go overboard.
What?
Whether it's with D&D stuff or monitors, computer, guns.
Or Tarkov.
And then recently, I forgot about this, I had bought, when Pokemon X and Y, the Game Boy games came out back in like 2017 or 2018, I don't remember exactly when, when they came out, I bought one of these trainer boxes and a bunch of cards, and I was like, fuck it, XY came out, I'm going to buy a bunch. And I've had those sitting on my desk as part of like my backdrop for 3 years. And then Donut reminded me recently about Pokemon.
I got back into it. I don't know, John was like, Dad, I want more Pokemon cards. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm an adult, and I can go buy booster boxes now. This is sick.
You don't need to buy a pack. You can buy the box. Because
when I was a kid, I would see like the booster boxes at the card store, and I would like tear up because I'm like, I just really want a whole booster box. And it just hit me. I have money. I can buy tons of Pokemon cards. And so John and I went out, and we got like 5 or 6 booster boxes and opened them on stream, and John pulled a Charizard VMAX. You know, it's worth like $200, and... So we're really excited about it. So we just keep buying them. And then I told you, hey, dude, look, I'm getting all these booster boxes. Here's where you can get them. And now you're like a crack fiend
for Pokemon. How many packs do you have to crack?
So as of right now, I have somewhere around 300 packs. Not booster boxes, but individual packs that I need to open. But by like February 2nd, after all the ones I've ordered finally show up, it's going to be like 700 plus packs.
So that's like 20 boxes-ish?
Yep. Yeah. It's a lot. There's a lot of loose packs, like a lot of old school loose packs.
What in your mind was like, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing?
Hi, look at me.
It's an investment. Like we talked about, didn't we talk about in the last
podcast? It's not an investment. I'm going to open it. It's not. Like, I could pretend, like, I could lie to myself and say it's an investment, but it's really, I just want Pokemon.
At the end of the day, everyone, I just want a crack pack.
All my friends are like, yo, man, you get some real rare ones from these packs, you can get them graded, they're worth a lot of money. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to open Pokemon cards, man. Dude, like, ripping those blister packs, dude, whether it's Magic the Gathering, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh was my thing back when I was a kid, too, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. Oh my!
The smell of a freshly opened pack,
dude. The like Magic: The Gathering. We, I mean, that's how we'd play the games too. You'd open That's how you do some of those games. It's open the pack right there.
Yeah,
everyone
that's
take
right.
Turns.
Dude,
open
I used to go
it,
to tournaments
for
Yu-Gi-Oh, and you'd be like, you'd have to buy into the tournament. They'd give you like a certain amount of like cards that you had to use, and then you'd be like, and you get 8 packs, make the best deck you can.
Yeah.
Those were the fucking shit.
So when we were playing MTG, each individual person, you'd have your own unsealed or your booster pack, and everyone would open it, and then you draw one card from that. Then you hand the deck to your left.
Oh, I remember
so you go that, and you're just picking a card every time to build your deck.
Oh man, that's wild! Yeah. I never did it like really that.
It's cool. Fun. It's fun.
We used to do just like you'd be given like a set amount of tournament cards, and then you'd be get like here's 4 or 5 packs. Open those, combine them with your tournament cards, and everybody would you'd buy into the tournament. You'd get like 4 or 5 packs or whatever the number was, and you'd have to make the best deck you could out of that, and that was what everybody.
I still think like it's crazy. MTG cards have always been worth
tons. Absolutely tons.
I have 3 boxes of them upstairs if you want to open them later.
Done.
Okay.
Done. But the Pokemon cards have like Bitcoin, how fast that shit like escalated in price. I was like,
I was talking to a buddy of mine who's literally addicted to Pokemon cards as I am, and he was like, I was like, dude, he's been doing all the research on like which packs to buy. And he was like, I was like, send me some good ones. And he's like, here, man, these ones. And he's looking, he's like, fuck, this was $100 last week. It's $350 minimum this week. It's been a week. That's how much they're skyrocketing in price.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
Thank you, Logan Paul.
Jake.
Was it Jake Paul?
Was it Jake Paul?
Yeah, it was him and
one of the fucking Pauls.
Graham Stevens. They opened that Pokemon pack on stream. But I think we talked about it last week, how that the first edition booster box sold for $400,000 at auction last week.
Yeah, man.
That's absolutely
insane. So I know we're going to do this. We're going to go in on a fossil. We have to.
Yeah. There's like $35,000 right now for the booster box.
No, you can get I've been seeing them for like 20.
Okay.
So there's a couple people that have done these. They do buy-ins on stream. It's like $700 to $1,000 for a pack.
Yeah.
So what you do is people will buy into these booster boxes. They'll be like, yo, I will pay, $2,000 for 2 packs out of this unsealed box. Because the thing is, when you buy individual packs of these old school, the rare packs usually weigh more because they're holographic heavy. So people don't like buying individual packs. They're like, oh, it's unweighed. Fuck you. That pack's been weighed. That motherfucker's selling off one. Why is it $700? Because there's not a good card in it because they've weighed those packs. Okay. So you got to buy the sealed booster boxes. And then you have people buy in, like they'll buy in for 2 packs. Then you just randomly go through and be like, all right, these 2 packs, before we open or weigh them or do anything, are for this individual. And then at the end of the day, we'll be like, all right, I'm buying 5. Donut's buying 5. And then we'll part out the rest of the 36 packs.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of streamers, a lot of content creators have been doing on YouTube and stuff when they go in on these giant boxes.
It makes sense. It's crazy that the weight is different. Like Magic has been pretty.
Oh, it's small. It's because it's the holographic cards. They weigh more.
Did you ever do the produce aisle trick when you were younger?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Go to the scale.
You take your Pokemon booster pack and you go to the scale on the produce aisle and put it on the scale. And if it's slightly, if it weighs slightly more, that's the one with the holographic card in it, and that's the one you buy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Old school life hacks back when we were in the 90s.
So,
no cell phones or anything?
The only thing that survived like the throwing away of my old collection was I have a complete set of jungle and a complete set of fossil non-holos. So it's all the holo cards, but they also obviously make non-holo versions of them. And I have a few base set jungle Team Rocket holos that kick around like that. That is all I have left. Like I found them when I finally found this trainer box I had back in 2017, I forgot I had kept a couple of my favorite Pokemon cards that I tucked in there. Motherfucker, I got like a couple really good ones in there. I'm like, yo, these are worth like, if I get one graded, I got a card that's worth like $2,000.
Nice.
Well, that's what it's like. My one friend, they have stacks. I was sending the guy's picture. It's like, they have stacks of just all
send
first
us your
edition,
Pokemon cards.
All first edition. It's like Charmanders, like 6 Charmanders first edition. Like, I was like, this is in your garage? Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just all the Pokemon cards just in my garage. I was like, these are all first edition. Okay, we're going to bring these in.
You're a millionaire.
We're going to take care of these cards.
So the hardest part about this stuff is a lot of these things can be worth money, but you have to get them graded.
Yeah.
And that takes time and like effort. And nobody, like that's why when people are telling me, you got to get these cards graded, man. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And I just want to open Pokemon cards.
Grading is when you send it off to like TCG, and then they take it, and then they use like
they
a microscope
the fucking coloring, like the, how the shading looks, the edging, the fucking slight fucking ripples in the car. It's wild.
It's like a 1 to 10 scale or something, isn't it?
Yeah. 10 is,
and
like,
so like I was talking about
perfect. Like you don't find that. Like they come out of the packs in 9s and 8s at the time. Like it's wild. Yeah.
I pulled that Charizard VMAX or John did on stream the other night. People
don't
were like,
touch it.
Yeah. I was like, I touched it and people were like, don't touch it. Don't touch
Edges,
it.
Edges like put it down, stop.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I just put it down because that thing, it's like $150 just out of the pack. Mm-hmm. But if you get it graded and it gets like a 9, it's worth $600. So yeah, I that shit didn't exist when we were little. We just like pulling Pokemon cards out of packs.
My buddy had those. I think I told you, one of my buddies when we played MTG back in middle school, he had a Black Lotus, and he's like, "Yeah, this is worth $200," and it was in like a glass container and everything. And he had wrote you substitute cards a lot when you build your deck.
Yeah.
You don't use the main
Black Lotus because it's too fucking much to put in a goddamn deck.
Yeah, sleeve or anything. Yeah. So it's like, hey, Black Lotus, here it is. It's written on like a land. It just says Black Lotus, and that's how you play it. So I remember it's like $200, and I remember when I was seeing it, I was like, man, that card's like $2,000 now. That's insane. And now that card is ridiculous. It's like, what was the last
one's on eBay right now? I sent you the link to it. It was like $200,000 right now.
Yeah,
and the auction just started, and people are already
okay. So
money.
As somebody who doesn't know fuck all about Magic, because like I've never been into Magic. My friends always were. I never got into Magic hardcore. At least
I figured you would be a Magic guy over Pokemon.
So I played. I played Magic, but I never got into like what cards are worth. Like I had some, but that was never. What makes a Black Lotus so? Holy fuck. Oh my God.
So that was in the
Is it
alpha.
Just a rare, like a good card? Or is
it?
It
is an extremely good card, and you can't use it in any format, so it's banned.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, a lot of cards are like that. Yeah.
When you have your Black Lotus, that is an alpha, and then it was out the gate, you have like one of the most powerful
cards. So it's like
a
base set card. Well, it's just. We're talking like a first edition Charizard.
It's like a core card.
Alpha. A core card. Yeah, gotcha.
They're called alphas, and they're rare back in the day. Because it was, you played Magic. You have a card that you can play zero mana to play.
Yep.
It's instantly cast, and it's 3 mana on the
battlefield. Oh, fucking.
Yeah, so you have
when you set it, right? Is that
when you put it down, it's instantly 3, if I remember right. It's instant 3. So you now have 3 plus whatever you want. So you can get a lot of big cards out extremely quick.
Right out the gate.
Yeah, right out the gate. So you can just start beating ass. And then they have, depending on what cards, usually in Magic, how powerful they are, what they're being used for at the time, and then any of the old school that just it's the idea of old video games, old cards. People didn't keep it and they just threw it away, or they didn't keep it in good condition.
It's wild to think about like collecting cards back in the day versus collecting cards now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when you were here's the question though. Is it collecting cards as a kid versus an adult, or is it collecting cards in the early 90s, 2000s? Versus collecting cards, you know, in 2015 plus. Is that the difference? Is it because when we were kids, we just didn't give a fuck? But, I know kids now that are just, like, locking shit down. Like, no, I got booster boxes I've unopened.
I could never have done that.
I've had these booster boxes for 4 days, and I'm, like, sweating thinking about opening. I'm like, I need to open them right now. And I'm trying to wait till I have all of them in so I can just – I just want to take a single picture of my literal addiction so I know to stop doing this.
Well, it's a lot of those old – you look at it – look at old comic books, and people wouldn't touch them. You had, like, the first edition of Superman sold – the last one sold for, like, $2 or $4 million.
Fuck.
Okay, just real quick. My dad was like, he was born in 1957. He was a comic book fiend, had all the first edition Batman, Supermans, like Action Comics. That was the first Superman when he had that. He came home one day and his mom, very religious woman, was burning every single one of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is like, that how?
I'm talking about the comic you just said, the first Action Comics where Superman appeared, worth like $2 million.
And that's when Meemaw Donut died, right?
She passed away that day, fell into the fire. It was the weirdest thing.
Face first, right into the fire pit. Who would have thought? Wild.
Like, yeah, all those cards, like those were so much. And you have that. That's why I started collecting video games unopened in early 2000s, late 2000s. Because I was like, I'm just going to buy these games and never open them. I got money now in video games. I was like, but I think I told you because I have like Xenogears sealed PS1.
No
I have
shit, that's cool.
World of Warcraft Collector's Edition.
Do you have a Final Fantasy VII like 4-disc pack? Like
3-disc, but yeah.
Isn't it 4?
four number Final Fantasy VIII was the four disc.
Oh, okay. It was the eight was the four disc. Okay, so, okay. I swear it was really
one, two and three.
Fuck, yeah. Dude. It's been so long. I guess I'm just
so good. But those games, like Xenogears, is like $2,000 or $4,000 sealed.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft Collector's Edition is like $30,000 or $40,000 right now.
No shh.
Yeah.
And you have one?
Yeah.
These What's are your game- address again? Never mind. I have it.
Well, yeah.
Guys, I gotta go. I have to safe.
It's something to take care of.
But I have a bunch of sealed games. I just literally have a box of them. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll just do this and whatever happens, happens. And I was like, oh, these are starting to really take off in price.
That's
young
awesome.
Eli made a good decision on that one.
I wish young Batty had made any good decisions.
Yeah, same here. But now I have a kid and shit. Yeah.
But now they get.
I love you, John. I'm playing. Go
get ranch on, water.
Get on, ranch water.
But now we get to actually buy. Like, what the nicest thing is when I got back into Magic. And we played, we have to play a commander. It's one of the best forms of Magic the Gathering because you can play with groups of people. It's not one-on-one. It's
oh,
groups. Are you talking about where you pull the cards?
No, or? This one is, so how you play Magic the how you play commander is you build a deck of 100 cards. You only can have one of each card other than lands. So you have your commander, and your commander is your specific, they have all these different moves.
This is kind of like Hearthstone or all these games where you have like your champion or whatever, and that has like a special move. Then you have all your cards in front of it.
Yes, and yeah, your champion you can put out as long as you have the mana to tap to put him out. Mm-hmm. You can put him out. Now if they kill him, he goes in the he goes back into its reservoir or whatever, and then it costs two more mana to cast him back out. Every time you cast him back out though, and you build your deck around that one commander. Mm-hmm. So you make it a badass deck around that one commander. But it's a social game because I'm like, if I'm doing bad and Batty's doing the best, I'm like, Donut, do you want to form an alliance and kill Batty? Yeah, and literally that's how it goes. So the more people you have playing,
we're not even playing, I'm being picked on. This is bullshit.
But yeah, we'll have to, like, it is it's a social game.
So what I'm hearing is we're gonna play can you teach me how to play Magic the Gathering again? Yeah. It's straight up, it's been a minimum of 10 years.
I have three boxes upstairs. We could do that, pull cards from the booster thing.
Like we're talking sealed? We could open.
Yeah, I got three boxes. The newest whatever they just came out with. I got three of them. Yeah.
Dude, shout out to was it the Command Zone. This is Jimmy Wong. He's from Mulong.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, and then Josh. But they do a Commander series
podcast. I love you, Freddy.
And it's phenomenal because they're the ones that taught me how to play the game. Now, Commander, to build good decks, you are like my Prosh deck was probably an easy $1,000 of cards.
Yo, that's okay. So good point. Good point on that real quick. Adult money buying cards? Dude, oh my God.
Kid Eli would have had the shittiest Prosh deck. Yep. I'm like, well, I got
you buy two cards for $15 and you're like, that.
Exactly, because I used to go to the Magic tournaments when I was a kid, and you would have the adults come in that had money, and they would just wreck every kid there.
Destroy you, man!
Now we can be those.
Where are those? I was thinking about the other day. Okay, so I've been trying to find like some Pokemon cards. So I've been going to like any store that sells them within 40 miles of us. I did that. Don't judge me. But I remember thinking when I was walking, because I also really like going into like your local flag game stores. Like I love going into game stores for D&D stuff, whatever. There's a really fucking cool one in San Antonio called like Knights something, where they have like swords and fucking statues. You can dress up. They have long tables for D&D sessions and shit.
Hell yeah.
Super fucking cool, dude. Oh my God. This was the coolest store I've been to in a while. Either way, going around, like going to these stores, I had that thought of, fuck, man, I'm the adult now that's going through and being like, give me all your cards. Yeah. And then kids are like, what?
That guy's so cool. And the mom's pulling the kid back.
It's like, he's got a beard and glasses.
Yeah.
The he's mom's wearing like, sweatpants in a store right now.
You and I went to the stores and cleaned them out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, kids. You're not getting any cards.
San
Daddy
Antonio
and I every
is
booster
tapped.
Box. Yeah.
Dude, Target, none. Completely sold out. Shelves empty. It is wild to see how, like, after we leave here, you know what I'm doing? Going to San Antonio House of Cards. They just made an Instagram post. They have a bunch of new boxes in.
You know, they're friends with us.
Yeah.
Like, did you tell them that you're friends with
me? Yeah, dude. They messaged me on Instagram and shit. They're all like, yo, come back, please. It was really cool to have you.
Yeah, because you and I collectively spent like $5,000 there.
I made an Instagram post about their store. They fucking lost their shit. It was cool. I was like, fuck awesome, yeah, man.
Dude, shout out San Antonio House Cards.
Absolutely. Good fucking place. They had Vice come by. Like, that's how big Vice Pokemon cards are right now. Like, so when I went in a couple days after Donut went in, I was looking to buy some boost boxes. I was like, we only have a few that we can put out right now. And that's because we're having Vice News come by, and we can't, if we put cards out, they'll sell out that same day. So, like, we have to keep some in the back for the news article, like, because they wanted to have stock when they did this interview.
Dude, that's insane.
That's where Pokemon cards are at. Like, who would have thought? This many years later, that's where we'd be at. That's crazy.
It's funny, dude. It's that fad, the Pokemon fad, just keeps
cycling.
Rolling. Like, yeah, it keeps cycling.
It's like D&D right now. Like, we're in the like everybody call it, it's the renaissance of fucking tabletop gaming again. Whether it's Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, D&D, Star Wars is popping the fuck off right now in the tabletop gaming world.
I love it. Like that, and that's so awesome to see. I will say, if we went to, I wonder how Japan is doing with Pokemon cards and their uptick on that, because it's a completely different area. That actually
means something. Japanese cards are selling in the U.S. more than they've ever sold before.
Oh, I bet. Because so even with MTG, people would buy Japanese version or different versions just to have them. They might be cheaper or whatever, but then they have the card. But going over to Japan and seeing Pokemon, like going to the Pokemon Mall was
a Pokemon Center.
Yeah, it was literally like it's a few stories and you walk in and they have it's just Pokemon. What? Like there's Mewtwo in a glass tank standing there, bubbles going around him. Super awesome experience. That's so just awesome. Japan in a nutshell with anything collector edition. You're going from store to store and it's just lines of everything in a glass case and you're like, holy crap, I went to a console. And they just have stacks of all the consoles you could ever think of. Like, and they had a Castlevania Symphony of the Night for the Sega Saturn. Mm-hmm. That game, if you can get it, the American version sealed, it's like $10,000 or $20,000 now.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
It is. So it was a rare, and it just like catapulted in price.
Real quick. Army 11 Bravo, Squad Designated Marksman. We have the Navy, and we have Army as well. Like, this is... the nerdiest fucking
I know, it's like just tattooed
the lifting weights. Well, okay,
I had a protein shake this morning.
And I'm gonna go find Pokemon cards after this. And like, fuck, man, that's wild. When you were in, did you or either of you, like whether it was police stuff for you, Donut, or Navy stuff, did you do nerd shit while you were in?
Video games.
Yeah, a lot of World of Warcraft.
Dude.
Whoa.
Nothing. There was zero, like, I had to hide my inner fucking nerd because that wasn't a thing when I was in my section, like the scouts and snipers. Like, it was nothing. No nerds.
Weird.
Dude, there was like one nerd guy. His name was Kim. He was Asian. He just posts memes for a living now, I swear to God. But, like, there was no nerd shit. Everyone was like the good old boy redneck hunters.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm the only fucking nerd, man.
Dude, I remember finally playing World of Warcraft. I got like a couple of my buddies on it because no one had PC games. No one just played video games, really. And it was like I got that one buddy across the way. I think it was Ennis. He started playing. We had one more, and we just played World of Warcraft and just be like, that was it. That's how we did our days. Our weekends was like, oh, off work. You're pulling down your ACU pants. You just put them at your ankles.
Pajamas.
And you sit there and you just play ankles. Video games.
Yeah. We the first barracks I was in, like out of A school, out of like the initial training when you're in, we had a guy get kicked out because he was playing World of Warcraft too much. He would get like out of school on Friday, and then he would go and there was a McDonald's beside the barracks, and he would buy like 10 double cheeseburgers from the McDonald's and put them in his fridge, and he would sit there and play World of Warcraft from Friday when he got off to Monday when he had to go back in, and he would just pull out double cheeseburgers and microwave them while he's sitting there, and he started shitting in his trash can and peeing in bottles and just didn't move for like a
He lived the meme.
He did, and he got kicked out of the military because he was addicted to World of Warcraft and would play it 48 hours plus, and then he was doing that for weeks. And then it eventually got to the point where he wasn't even going into school or work anymore. And this is the military. You know, you can't really do that. Can't just not go. And, he got kicked out. Failure.
No shit. Failure to adapt. That's wild.
That man is 100% homeless right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Homeless vet side of the fucking road. Anything helps, God bless. Like, okay, bud.
I wasn't that bad. I played the shit out of World of Warcraft.
I was never that bad. I remember one of my favorite experiences. We got back from the range, and they were like, hey, we have these, the guns have to be left out. If you watch these guns all night, you can have the next day off. And it was a Thursday, so I was like, I'll get Friday. Yeah. And they were like, but we have to keep these guns in a room. I was like, do I get to choose what room? And they're like, yeah. I was like, my room? And I just locked the door and I stay in there. And they're like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, put guns in my room. World of Warcraft on. I was just like,
gone.
I think I hit like level, that was like 56 to 60 on vanilla WoW time. Like that was,
that takes
yeah
a bit.
Yeah. And I was just grinding that. I was like BRD or BDR, whatever yeah it is. Yeah. That's exactly what I did for that entire night. I was like, I get to do CQ in my bedroom and play video games and get tomorrow off at 9 a.m. Done. Done. Yes, I will take this easy. Yeah. It was, World of Warcraft, any of those games. I don't know. Like, the older we get, it is definitely... I can't
play MMOs anymore.
I can't play games in general. I do finishing storyline games. I don't know if it's...
I haven't finished Cyberpunk. Dude, I would sit down. Like, so RPGs were my fucking life. Back in the day, I didn't do MMOs as much as, like, single-player RPGs, whether that was because I didn't have internet or friends, whatever. But, like, sitting down to finish a single-player RPG, Morrowind was my big one. Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind. That game will forever be like my favorite thing in the world. I would just shut off my brain for days and just play Morrowind. Like different builds, like just fucking nonstop. And now, I remember I tried to do a Skyrim playthrough and I made it 3 hours in and I was like, I gotta go do something.
Anything else?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, that's like when I was younger, I did the same thing. Morrowind, Skyrim, a lot of Fallout, stuff like that. Final Fantasy when, you know, we were in high school, absolutely, middle school and stuff. But
those story games, you just drown your life away doing that.
Yeah, I'm the exact opposite now as an adult because, you know, kid, job, everything else, you would exactly be like, you know, you want to do something else that's productive. And so, you know, you do Warzone and then we do Tarkov because it's like in, out. Like
that's
it's a job. Even, yeah. And it's a job though. And how I always explain it is there is active entertainment and active entertainment. We are working, creating content, doing this throughout the entire day.
It's not passive anymore. It used to be background noise for us. We could sit down and just play whatever and it was passive. You were just in, you were there, it didn't matter.
Yes, exactly.
Now you have to think
the entire time. So when I get off of stream, I want inactive entertainment. I want to turn on a TV show.
Yep.
And I don't want to play a video game. I do not
Dude,
want to
I
do
don't sit at my PC.
Anything. No, God, no. I'm like,
I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm an introvert, so I get no energy from it. I know you aren't. You get energy from everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, as long as the stream goes on, I'm just dying more and more. And I love my community. I'm just, my own personality is like, it kills me being in front of people. I'm like, oh God, I miss, dude.
Do you think our careers have ruined that for us?
Absolutely, 100%. I used to game for fun. I don't game offline anymore. So I've tried a few, like every now and then I can try to get in a couple hours of like offline entertainment. It's usually to game with somebody, but the amount of times people are like, yo, man, let's just get a couple games in offline. I'm like,
yeah. Dude, I know people like are listening to this and they're probably like, oh, wow, you get to play video games for a living. Huh?
It's tough. Like any job, man.
But
like,
yeah, it's kind of ruined it a little bit.
When you make a job out of a hobby, it takes that little bit of a spark that was your hobby away because you now have to think about a lot more than just fucking having fun. Yeah, we play games, but you have to worry about your analytics. You have to worry about numbers. You have to worry about, fuck, how many ad spots did I do? How long was I live? Do I need to be live tomorrow because I took today off? Like, fuck, I'm taking 3 days off in a row this week, which means for the rest of the month, I have to be live every single fucking day for at least 5 fucking hours. Then you're like, fuck, I have to find a way to be funny in game for 5 to 8 hours every day for the next 3 weeks because I was like, it's a lot, man.
And I have to entertain my chat. I have to do that while playing this video game for X
it's
amount of hours.
It's not just being live.
Yeah, that's what people fail. It's like, oh, you just get to play video games for a living. That's amazing. That's the best
dream
job. We are blessed with everything we do. But dear God, people that think this is like the easiest thing in the world, when people come and work and hang out with like all of us. I mean, we have Zex out here right now.
Wait, he's out here?
Yeah, Zex came and surprised visits us. Yeah, he literally.
Where is he?
At Matt's.
He's gonna be there tonight?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! Oh, I can't wait to make fun of him in person.
I know. That's
Is he awkward?
No. Well, he's just like his mind is blown because he's coming into this community.
Yeah. Oh,
we were at the gun range, and he's just like. Your guys' brains just don't shut off with like content or ideas.
Never.
We're like, no, we got to do this X, Y, Z, Z, Z.
We're always thinking of dumb, funny shit.
Yeah, and it's like that conversation will keep building and building, and then you're moving, and then stream, and then out, and you're like, okay. But he's like, man, it does look like all fun. And that's the other people that have came and worked with us that are like fans or whatever, communities, and they see it, and they're like, oh, these guys actually like hustle. Like, this is not a... It's all fun and games all the time. It's like, no, this is a job. And we treat it that way. And it is self-employed.
That's why you're successful.
Yes, because we're self-employed. And we have the hardest part is having the motivation to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. That's where people fuck up all the time. Yeah. You crushed this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sucked the month before.
Being self-employed in itself is hard. You know, you can wake up and like, not do anything, and that's fun. But yeah, I did that for like 2 months after moving here. I was trying to adjust and everything, but the past 2 weeks,
life's gonna kick you in the dick sometimes.
Yeah, you know, when your revenue gets cut in half because you decided to take a little break, you wake up one day and say, "Oh God!" I mean,
it's just like any job, though. Sometimes you have paid vacation, sometimes you don't.
You never do.
You don't get paid vacation off Twitch, and. As soon as you lose that fucking momentum.
Twitch, dude. You lose your momentum. Your revenue goes.
You got nothing, man. Absolutely nothing. I felt that. Fuck. It was the same thing during my move, like tearing apart your PC, trying to move across the country, mm-hmm. trying to fucking set up like this ghetto fucking PC setup at Donut's house when I was living with you, then moving to my own house, then not having internet, then having my internet crash every day. It's like, fucking brutal, man.
Thanks for helping me, though, with the PC.
I mean, it's not done.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, kind of. I just built a new PC because I'm doing the dual streaming PC setup.
Yeah, big boy PC setup.
I got a 3090 in my gaming PC.
I mean, you're done. All you have to worry about is like routing to make sure you have like audio working properly between your two PCs.
That was hard as shit to set up a dual PC.
That's why I'm going to have Batty do it because Artesian, their computer company, mm-hmm. they're doing do you know what kind of PCs they're building?
Yeah.
We're working with Matt and I for the bulletproof PCs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Like, legit bulletproof.
Can I shoot one?
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Like, AR-5. Yeah.
Like, I was going to work with them.
This is what we're supposed to do right here.
I was going to work with them, but I'm working with Alienware, and then I told them about that, and they didn't call me back.
That's
we'll call you back in a couple days after we figure out some stuff. No, they didn't call me back.
That's like us having the talks with Ranch Water, and it's like, oh, by the way, we also work with. You ever heard of Bud Light?
Ranch Water. We don't. We don't Ranch Water. We only love you.
We love Ranch Water. We're still not officially sponsored.
Yeah, but we are Ranch Water.
But we're not. Please message us back. Stop ignoring. They're leaving us on red. Fuck, man. So it's like, okay. So, yeah, we game a lot. Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be when we were kids. But when we were kids, you could go through any game you wanted. You would just go, you'd crush it, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I'm playing Tarkov now, dude, I'm getting my ass whooped 90% of the time. And I play this game for a job. So, like... Am I just that bad at games? Have I always been this bad? Like, when I play games now, like, Cyberpunk, man. I was playing Cyberpunk the other day. I got that bitch on not the easiest setting, but, like, one up from the easiest.
Hell yeah.
I still die. I just not good? Like, are games harder?
I play normal all the time. I'm big on normal. I just don't care as much.
Is that it, though? Is it that you don't care as much? Because I've seen you play Warzone. And you fucking care when you're playing Warzone, bud.
I care about that. Now, okay, I will say, what was the last video game? I did beat Mario Odyssey recently. And I went there, and it took like a month.
Did you play it on stream?
No, this was like...
You played a game for fun, and you finished it.
Yeah, because it's Mario. It's not a whole bunch of time dedicated to something.
Did you remember Mario 64, though? That was time and dedication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then so Mario Odyssey's not? Like,
no, if you're not trying to get 120 stars, if you're not trying to complete the whole game, They don't take that long. That's what I was like running through it. And I was like, this is like 5 hours of your day or of your entire time. And you can beat a game. And you're like, cool, 5 to 10 hours. This is manageable. Side note, watch Fallout Anthology speedrun. So that is speedrunning all the Fallouts.
We're talking like are we starting? Are we talking 3 New Vegas?
Vegas and 4. Homeboy.
Not 76?
Not 76.
That trash pile.
He beats all of them and New Vegas under an hour. Like, collective.
What? It's,
like, he was like, okay, this is Fallout 1. This is how we do this. And 10 minutes done. And I'm like,
who is this? Do we know?
This was on a, I don't even know. The
Games Done Quick style speedrun
shit. Yeah. It was literally Games Done Quick. And you're like, wait, they beat these games this fast? And it's like, okay, so this is 2. So this is what we're going to do here. Okay, 15 minutes done. Okay, so Fallout 3 is a bit different. What we're doing is a mechanic called the glitch or speed run or floating. It turns you into a jet. And I'm like, what do you mean he turns you into a jet? He starts flying. And I'm like, oh my God, he's a jet. And he's just flying around the map.
Starscream from Transformers. Yeah. Roger, okay, got
like,
it.
What the fuck is this? But it's hilarious because you're like, man, these games are like 40 to 80 hour games.
I remember watching speedruns of Morrowind, a game I've easily done like a 600 hour single playthrough before I beat it. Motherfucker's like, I sneezed and he finished the game. He's like, yeah, you just glitch through the fucking death wall and then you're in the red mountain and you kill Dagather. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
We were talking about that last time too, just how insane speedruns have gotten where it's like not even really a speedrun anymore. It's more just manipulating the code in the game with your character.
Yeah, that's why you have like glitchless or glitch run. The glitch ones are just hilarious. Che, my brother, he's actually doing now.
Wait. Is this the brother that I got to delete all your money in Tarkov? Mm-hmm. So one time Eli was playing, this was back when Eli used to play Escape from Tarkov. This
should have been in last episode of Trolls.
Oh my God. So me and Kings and Eli were all playing Escape from Tarkov. And in that game, you have like a stash where all your money is stored. And Eli left the room for
The app.
Huh?
With the app that...
Oh, yeah. So Eli left the room for a minute. But when we play, we used to use this program called a BitBot, where on Twitch, people can donate small amounts of money, like pennies, 50 cents, whatever. And it would take control of your game and make a movement, whether that was opening up your inventory, deleting an item, shooting your gun, throwing your grenade, whatever. Now, in your inventory, in your stash, after you were out of like a fight, you could get it to delete stuff if the mouse was hovering over it. Well, we didn't tell Eli's brother, Che, this, so... We were like, okay, bro, just hover your mouse over all of Eli's money and pretend like you're going to delete it right when he comes back. And he's like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't want to fuck with him too much. We're like, no, don't actually do it, though. Just scare him. And then he's like, okay. Oh, he's coming back. He puts his fucking mouse over it, and me and Kings both were in Eli's chat waiting. We immediately donated money to the stream. And it just deleted every fucking like penny.
20 million ruples.
No.
Yeah, it was like 20 or 30.
It was a lot of fucking money.
I sit down, I'm like, okay. And I just look, and Chase face in the background, he's like.
Panic.
He starts like.
Sheer panic.
Yeah, he just sees it delete and disappear. He's like.
But I wasn't touching anything.
The nervous back and forth. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck happened? Why is Batty laughing right now?
I was cackling like a bitch, dude. It was so funny.
What's so funny? I go to buy something. I look up. It's like zero. I'm like, Batty and Kate, what the fuck did you just do? Che's like, I'm doing. And they were like, Che did. I was like. They didn't say that would happen. They just said pretend to delete it, and then
my chat's just laughing. It's like
I hate all of you.
Oh my God.
God bless BitBot.
I mean, holy shit, that game, dude.
On that fire trash heap. We're gonna just end this episode. I'll reflect on that terrible memory for the rest of my days.
Is that why you don't play Tarkov anymore?
That one moment.
Good.
Drilled into
me. You were bad anyways.
I was.
Holy awesome.
Fuck. Donut, do you want to close this out?
Do it. Hi everyone. Donut here.
It's the only way
inside. Donut.
Can you You say, bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Donut here. We're going to close this one out. We have Mr. Eli Double Tap here. We got Batty.
Hi, I'm Batty. No, it's Batty.
Batty. Batty Streams.
Motherfuckers are tagging me Batty Streams at Batty Stream. I'm like, fuck. Fuck all of you.
Fucking Batty Streams.
Eli Double Fap, Bone Up Operator, and Batty Streams.
Love you guys.
Love you.
I love you both.